dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in to
dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must, must. People tune in on your radio. Or you can even visit dustby.com.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, in the building. And it is yet another beautiful Monday here on the show. Thank you. We have done Monday show in quite a few weeks, man. But glad to have y'all here and doing it. Every Monday show, we call it Hot After Dusk. And that's because, you know, right fresh off the weekend, it's the first hottest thing that you run into on our show. So, yes. Yes, man. I'm definitely glad to be here with you guys. And this is officially the countdown to ATL, baby. I'm excited. Yes, man. Shout out to them. Yes. Well, yeah, T will be checking in a moment, but yeah, man, shoot, it's so much excitement going on, man. Me, and then as well as Nate Seduction, who hosts on the show, will be on Wednesdays. She will be in ATL as well. We'll be linking there. We'll be doing meet and greets, so y'all can link up with us, hang out with us on Friday night. I'll give you more information on that on Wednesday show. And then also, we'll be hosting a day party too on Saturday. So, yeah, we'll give you all the full details on all of that on Wednesday show. And definitely, man, you want a chance to come link with us and, you know, rub elbows with us and whatnot, definitely come through there and show some love, man. We can't wait to meet, you know, Nay, of course, Atlanta is her second home, pretty much, so she's there quite often, but this will be my first time in Atlanta, so, you know, it'd be dope, man. You know, I'm glad to do it in such a manner where, you know, I get to hang out with one of my co-hosts live and direct with you guys, so it's going to be dope, man. Trust me, it is going to be dope. But anyways, today's show, you know, every Monday for the Monday shows, we bring you Crickets of the Week, and that's where we highlight some of the worst and dumbest people of the past week. But then T does her segment called Oh So Petty, where she shares some of her personal petty sightings of the past week. And, of course, our featured topic of the week is the BET Awards 2018. Y'all know every year at the BET Awards, the show's not complete without me coming on Monday and talking that ish about stuff that happened, good and bad, from the BET Awards. But anyway, speaking of T, what's up, T?
Hey, y'all. Hey.
Hey, look, T. You know, showing up. Glad to have you. Man, had you in a while.
Yeah, I be tired, man.
Be tired? I want to hear you tired. I got time for that. You denying the people, of you. They forgot time. if you still do radio or not. They I know.
Yeah, sometimes I fall asleep. It don't be on purpose, but.
Mm-mm-mm. Y'all know what I got to do to her for saying that. She was
whatever.
Almost at the doghouse. Hey, I know I'm going to say that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nobody. Nobody got time for it, T.
No. Y'all understand working 10 hours with kids.
Oh, yeah. They're going to, especially you got ones that run around and keep you up all day, and then you got to watch your own when you get home. Oh, yeah. That's nonstop.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, nonetheless, man, shoot. We usually ask how it was going on with you for the weekend, but we need to catch up with you, period, because you know, it's been a hot ass minute until we talked to you. So what's been going on with you, period? What's been going on?
Nothing really. Like, I just be at home chilling nowadays. But I got a photo shoot coming up and a video shoot this weekend. So,
What you got cooking for that?
We're trying to do like a swimsuit shoot.
Okay.
Because I don't think I ever actually just did one of those. No.
Got you.
Yeah. No. But the crazy part is the shoot and the video shoot is in the same day.
No. Same location? Are they the same location?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Also, yeah, you gotta move right. Yeah, that's how a lot of times it happens to me, and I gotta do photo shoots galore on a Saturday. We had to move all over the freaking DFW. We're like here. Yes, I know. First thing.
Yeah. Because the shoot is with Renato. That's in North Carolina. And then the video shoot is in Lynchburg. So it's like, yeah.
Is it where?
Lynchburg, Virginia.
That's Virginia? I'm about to say, if I do my math right, ain't they in Virginia? Damn. So you said you really are moving around. I said move around DFW. You from go to Williamson and then come back? Do a bus
yep.
and U-turn? Goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, you putting in that work.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know one thing. I was calling you. Oh yeah, you know how I do on the show. Yeah, I know. I air stuff out on the show sometimes. So I saw this. So the other day, it was yesterday, as a matter of fact. So she posted this post, right? And I got on. You already know. You know what I'm already talking about. She posted this post, right? And I was like, you ain't about it. You know, she like, I can't tell you that. I can't mention a secret. Blah, blah, blah. All that nonsense. All I got to say is, whatever. That is a cop out. I don't want to hear it. The only answer I should be hearing was, I'm doing it. I'm getting ready to do it here soon. You had to give us a day off who or with.
Nah,
you know,
nope.
All that mysterious.
I ain't doing it, but I
ain't
tell y'all when.
Yeah. Okay, I'll see. I believe when I see it. Literally.
I gotta find me a cute
I know. I'm saying you're going to be able to come down, be down there in ATL, man. With me and A. It's going to be crazy.
See. Y'all going when I go in July.
Mm-hmm. 26, 27, 28, 29, 30.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, I guess you made us aware of it. Yeah, it'd be dope, man. I'm telling y'all. It's been we've been kicking this up for about almost 2 months now. So yeah, it's been in the works for like 2 months. Yeah, I thought I was playing. Wasn't playing. Everything's booked and ready to go. So I told you, I thought this was a damn game. It's not a game. All right. Well, what we're gonna do? We're gonna go ahead to go to a song break. And we come from the song break, we're going to go ahead and go into, that's good. We're going to Also Petty when we come back. So, yes, y'all listen to Life of the Dust Live, your boy Sandy J, and your girl T. Molina. Let's go ahead and go to Mike Leek on The Urge.
the fever in me will melt these sheets. My temperature's 110, and the burning in you will melt this room. It's a hunger that we both can't tame. I'm thinking, yes.
Mike Leake with On the Urge right here on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy Sadie J and your girl T Molina. Okay, T. So it's been a while since we did this segment. What you got for us for today's Oh So Petty?
Okay, so I'm not gonna. Well, anyway, all right. So at my job or whatever. One of my coworkers, they quit Friday. She just walked out.
Hold on. Let me stop this. Because this is already going to be interesting, also petty. It's like every time when you do an also petty, somebody else ass quit.
Right.
Oh, my God. Keep telling me. This shit's already
making me mad. She was on her break. She came back 30 minutes later, clocked in. It's just continue working. I'm like, didn't you quit? So I was thinking, like, maybe we got paid Friday, so maybe she was coming to get her check. No, she came to work today on time. And I'm like, I'm confused. I thought you quit. Like, I'm really confused.
What kind of operation you got going on there, man? Shoot, you got.
I don't know.
I swear, it's like a case of deja vu every time we do the show. Somebody ass quit. Man, they don't pay you, man. They don't pay you enough to deal with the crap you got to deal with. It's probably one of those cases where. The kids are a challenge, but it's dealing with the adults there that drive you nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, I don't freaking get it, man. People think that shit is just, well, I can't say that because I did. y'all know about Build-A-Bear and me not doing. Ooh, I said the company name. But whatever, now it's out of the atmosphere now. When I used to work there, I stopped working there. I'm doing the holidays, 2010. So yeah, oh well.
I stopped working
there. But That was 10 years work. That was 10 years of hard work and nothing to show for it. And people just driving us. And you know, I decided to take a leap of faith because I figured, you know, I wanted to become. I'm stuck in somebody want to do.
Yeah, just like my old job, I had to quit over 6 hours. That lady gonna tell me, she was like, "Well, don't quit because you need this job." I said, "Okay, you gonna see tomorrow if I show up tonight."
I had to deal with racism and everything. It was racism and
racism
said behind my back, especially like when you want to feed. When you are literally one of the few or the only black person working at your at your location, whatever.
From the customers.
Oh no, I dealt with for a manager who I recommended when I was I used to be a manager, and I recommended this person to take over my spot when I decided to step down, and this person had the nerve to say the only reason why I was why I even got a job there was because I was black. And I'm like, you know what? You just add to the list of me getting the fuck out of here.
No!
Because the thing is, people think it all the time. I know people think it all the time about me. But for someone to come out and actually say that behind my back and someone comes back and relays that message to me, I know. And it was... And crazy was the person who said it was a black person. Black person who said it. Well, half black, half white. But you get the point. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, that's the gist of that. I can't believe it. Now, I mean, it's like it's for real. It's as if you literally copy and paste it. The exact same Oh So Petty from another episode. Yeah, that's craziness. Because how many of y'all work there at a given time? Oh crap, lost her. Alright, wait for her to get back. Alright, well, I waited on T to get back in the building. Shoot, I know first in hand, man. It's not cool, man. Like having to deal with some of the drama that you had to deal with some of these fights. And if it's a company that want to deal with drama, I'm not for it. But I got T back now. T, so my question is this: how many people work there at a given moment, like during the day?
It was 3 people in my class.
Right, because of age range.
Yeah, you gotta have a teacher for every 8, so 1-to-8 ratio.
Yep, well, something like that for us too.
Yeah.
Yeah, cause we usually had two, for the child care ones, well, any ones that was under 11, we usually had 2. There was one class, I mean, my I had an 8, cause I used to teach at a community center in the summers, a couple of summers, so I just deal with that. I had to do 4-to-6-year-olds, then I had to do 6-to-8, but they floated me all around because I was able to do that. I did 6-to-8, and I did 8-to-10, and but then I also did what's known as Act 3, which is the teenagers. So anyone from age 11 to 17. And it was usually like two or three of us, dealing with it. So, yeah. I know first at hand what you're going through. First at hand, man. Okay, I gotta ask you this because now you got me a whole topic about this, man. I want to know your consensus on this. Is it me, or is it the worst time of the day is having to be the nap time supervisor, you know, nap time police? Don't you hate that?
Yeah, some kids don't go to sleep. They don't want to get up. Like, you would say, lay down about 10 times until they go to sleep.
Right. It crazy up, especially with somebody like, yeah, make sure they go. Especially somebody coming over you, telling you, make sure y'all get going to sleep. Like, I hate nap time. It's like, if the kid don't want to, this is how I personally feel. If I had my way, if the kid don't want to go to sleep, guess what? Then I'm not going to be trying to tell the kid to go to sleep all day.
Yeah, no, this one little boy, I be like, go to sleep. He be like, teacher? Oh, now he know my name. He be like, teacher? I be like, I don't want to talk to you. Go to sleep. He'll call my name so he fall asleep. I'm like, no, go to sleep. And he think everything is funny.
Yep,
you'll tell him to sit down, he'll start laughing. Like
you
playing a game with him.
Especially, I hate when he,
his
goodness,
mama,
they start arguing.
His mama still breastfeed him.
How old is he?
3.
Wow.
Yeah. And he talks, but he don't say. He know how to say certain things, but he'll be like, Tisha, and I'm like, yes. He'd be like, I'll be like, I don't know what you're trying to say.
That he's still doing baby too much baby talk for 3 years old, basically.
Oh, I don't do no baby talk. I don't even do that with Kayla. Because I've been like,
no, I'm saying, I mean him talking. Not you talking to him like that, but the way he's talking.
Kayla be like, I'd be like, Kayla, say excuse me. She'd be like, excuse me.
Right, yeah. That was kind of how I did my niece. We weren't, and you know, we spoke English. Because baby talk is cool. But I mean, I'm not knocking
like
necessarily knocking it out of the way. But man, come on! Like I'm telling you, you guys talk to these kids intelligently so that they prepare early. I mean, you're talking to them,
yeah.
Good, good, caca, woo, woo, ba, ba, and all that.
I never talk to
come
Kayla
on,
like
come
that.
On, son.
Never. Because her doctor says she advanced for her age. I said, yeah, because I don't talk to her no baby talk. Mm-mm.
Yeah, so, they go on with all that. All right, well, guess what, man? Guess what, before we go into feature topic of the week, which part of the cricket segment, we're running to that, so possibly. So, y'all stay tuned for that. But here we go. This is my segment, one of my favorite segments I do the other week, called Cricket of the Week. Yes, y'all hear them crickets, that means it's time to start it, man. So, how Crickets of the Week goes, again, every week we mention some of the worst or dumbest people of the past week. This week, y'all know, if you've been to the show before, you know this guy makes his way onto the list every flipping chance he gets, and that is Agent Orange himself, number 45. Y'all know who the heck I'm talking about. Anyways, this guy here, man. The nerve. Like, so the past week or so, you know, of course, it's been going on for longer than this, but it's been ramped up to a huge, huge, huge amount of this guy. Agent 45, Agent Orange decided that he is going to sit around here and, you know, because the wall ain't built yet, how can us cannot find ways to be cruel and unusual to people? Oh, I got an idea. Let's start ripping children from people and putting them into these abandoned Walmarts, so to speak, because some of them like old Walmarts, basically, or tents, all this kind of stuff. And you put these kids in cages. You put them in cages, cold-ass cages. Like, it's like we, like, just the damn, I'm a Holocaust. Only thing we're missing is some damn, you know, some damn, the little acid showers and shit, or firing squads. I'm exaggerating slightly, but maybe about four steps below being close to being on that kind of level. I just do not get for the life of me how people can look you in the eye and honestly say that this is okay. The same people who think this is okay is the same people who push for nonviolent offenders, especially first-time offenders, to be put into state prison with a bunch of people who killed folks and all kind of other violent acts under the sun. Those are the same people who advocate for that kind of crap. And say the big thing they want to say all the time is, they need to be locked up because they broke the law. They broke the law. Motherfucker, if people went to a goddamn abandoned-ass Walmart to be the damn cage for breaking the law, a lot of the people that's out here advocating with people because they want to come across the border to be in this country and try to start anew would be in a damn cage themselves. Because I watch some of the stuff on these folks do, and y'all are evil as fuck. I see a lot of shit. When I'm driving home from work every day, you know, the worst part is driving to and from work. I cannot stand it because the area I stay in a lot of affluent people, and these entitled pricks think they can just drive however the fuck they want to drive and just put your life online every time somewhere. I'm always stuck at a light. It's always 10 seconds past the green lights that flash because these motherfuckers can't pay attention to the road. At least you can be on your phone. Pay attention to the road at the same damn time. If you're in your phone that hard that you ain't paying attention to the damn light, don't be that motherfucker that jumps. Because this is really pissing me off. The person who really goes out of the way to jump in front of you, and then they stuck at the light screwing you over because they all on their phone. Why did you race in front of me? Obviously, you're not that much in the rush because if you're not ready when the light changes, you effing up. And I can't, and even outside of cell phone thing, I can't stand people who rush to get to the red light. I know people are like, what do you mean rush to get to the red light, said EJ? I got you. So it's one thing the light green and I'm going slow, whatever. I'm usually not going slow, just being fucking entitled pricks. And I'm going, you know, I'm going slow, and you decide to jump in front of me and go to the green light. As understandable. But, motherfucker, we race into a damn light that literally turned red already. And you sitting here trying to race to get, we're racing to stop? Like, what the hell is the point of that? I don't begin it. So, it goes back to, so I derail a little bit, because it goes back to my point about I'm saying that it is okay to put people, you know, separate them from the kids and put them in all this crap because you said they broke the law because they decided to come over the border to try and get a fresh start, a safe passage, a solid, as it's known. And people are just, and some people are coming, people, a lot of people sometimes, what's sad is some people are coming over legally, but just because they're quote unquote Mexican or whatever, they getting screwed over and shit. I'm just over that shit, man. And it's so ironic. So we got people who's trying to come in here, but y'all motherfuckers force Africans to come over here against their will hundreds of years ago. But so I don't get it. So you force us to get the hell over here, but if people try to get in this country, you're not letting them in? Who the fuck are y'all? I guess, man. It's just ridiculous. So, yeah, I can't. This nonsense of Agent Orange. Every time he finds a way to get a cricket of the week, often. Only reason why he don't get it every time is because I feel like I'd be overdoing it if I do it every time. imagine this. Imagine you were one of those people that was coming across the border and they took Kayla and put her in a damn cold ass jail cell like she was a criminal. That's just craziness.
Because two of the kids from daycare, they think they're going on a trip. But in reality, their mama got deported. So their mom been telling them that they're going on a trip.
Wait. See, okay, breaking news. We learned something right now. You mean tell me you got people who are about to be deported that's in your class?
Well, their mom already got deported. Well, she left, I think, last week.
And so the moms are deported, but her kids are still here?
No, she took them with them. She told them that they going on a trip.
Wow, man.
But the dad ended up getting deported, so they going back with him.
That messes, man. I'm telling you, that's heartbreaking. And to hear that first, that hint, you know, I mean, I've never dealt with a story where I've dealt with someone personally, directly, just get snatched up like that. That is wild.
Yeah, but she didn't get snatched. She knew she was getting deported, so she just went on her own.
No, well, I'm saying like that, even like, I'm, like not even necessarily someone came and like just grabbed him and said, get the hell out of here, like. But like you say, they just got deported. Like, oh, man. The land is free, right? I guess. And then these people, we got to start cutting it down. Okay, whatever. You enjoy your night too, people. I don't get it. All right, so that was first cricket. Okay, my second cricket. This one is going to. I'm going to get long and hard about this. It runs right into our topic of the week, which our topic of the week for the Monday show is BET Awards 2018 wrap up. So I would love to give my cricket of the week to the damn production team for BET Awards. So, I'm going to get that cricket ready. There's a lot of, and I understand when you're doing a live production, lots of crazy stuff can go on and leave you in a kerfuffle, so to speak. That you just out of control. understandable. But it was becoming a regular problem yesterday of way too much technical difficulty left and right. The logistics is out of hand. I've really given the cricket of the week directly to the teleprompter. I mean, seriously, how many times between the Red Carpet show, the awards itself, and the after show, did the teleprompter start acting crazy? And let people having to wing it, and sometimes that's very dangerous on live TV, having to wing it. And my thing is this, it's like, BET, you don't have to do this. It's not like you're doing live television every day. You're doing it, you know, especially because you don't got 106 in Park or something anymore. You only got the one show. Because you don't even do the Hip Hop Awards live. You don't do Soul Train Awards live. The only show that you do live is the BET Awards. And y'all can't get the one show you got to do live, correct? Now, the thing is, it's not just me whack my finger at BET. It's Viacom. Because Viacom, y'all got to do better than that, man. Quit leaving BET looking crazy at some of this stuff. Was like, oh, leave the hip, let's give the black people the third-rate stuff. Like, no, quit effing around. And the same equipment and stuff you give the MTV and expertise, you give the MTV, you put that same energy over into BET. Don't be sitting there and making it makes BET look bad all the time when something like that happens. And people want to wag their finger at BET. No, wag their finger up a little bit higher at Viacom and tell them they need to put that same energy they put at all these other shows, DMT, MTV, all that stuff, the energy they put towards those, put that same energy over here and make sure the shit is correct. It is ridiculous, man. I did not like seeing that crap. It was just continual to where people looking crazy. And, like, you know, people, I know some people like, you know, Jamie Foxx has to do, you know, it's probably like worn down, Jamie Foxx doing all these bits. But, hell, it was like some of the bits he was doing, I'm not stupid. I can tell he was doing them because the production was out of whack. And so he was trying to help save the stuff and do his thing, and that's what happened. So, and we see Jamie Foxx host stuff very well a lot. But this made him look bad yesterday. It really made him look bad. So that's my cricket of the week, going to the production team. But I'm gonna get more into the BET Awards. Some of the highlights I couldn't see. So yeah, cricket of the week segment. So T, did you get a chance to watch the awards yesterday?
No, I went to sleep.
Oh, well, see, the fun thing about the wrap-up is that means you get to sit back and relax and chime in on some of the stuff I'm going to tell you. So, yeah, I get to catch you up. I'm going to be like your recap, like, or your, what is those things, those clip notes. I mean, like your clip notes to BET Awards. So, first off, I'm one of the people, I'm that dork that, because I love, like, my favorite thing about doing every year while the awards are going on is to be on Twitter and simultaneously Facebook hosting my personal commentary, play-by-plays or whatever. And so I keep up to date because some people, you know, they might not even be watching the show. And so sometimes the fun of it is us all kind of people who are watching it, the fun of us all being in on the joke. It's so dope doing it every year. So, you know, some people, because they weren't watching it, were learning stuff through me. So, yeah, I mean, yesterday was just very interesting. I'm going to go all the way back to the Red Crawford show. So, so every year for the BET Awards, they do all this live, by the way. They have the two-hour Red Crawford show, which has Red Crawford interviews, and they also have performances outside on the Red Crawford stage or not, out in the L.A. Live area. And then and then as far as the show itself, it goes on, it starts promptly at the 2 hours. And then after however long the awards is on, which is about 3 to 3.5 hours, they bring the after party. And the after party is usually for about 30 minutes to an hour. After that, they re-show the show again. But, yeah, so I'm going to start from the Red Carpet. So, T, are you familiar with, when you watch the shows or not, but they don't really do hip-hop, and they try to talk hip-hop on the sound like them real quick. So, T, are you familiar with the artist Block Boy JB?
No.
Okay, look at you. See, look, I'm breaking a lot of news there. Okay, you know that song? Yeah, that song "Look Alive" that Drake is on.
Yeah.
The artist on there, Drake is featured on the song. The artist who sung it is known Block Boy JB.
Oh, I just been knowing the song. I'll be knowing the people.
Yeah, his other song that dance that people be doing to it, that's the dance that he
started
up. Yeah, he the one started that dance up.
But she had the arm. She be in the car doing it.
Yeah, he was doing it. So he was doing it. He was doing the performance. But I was like, a lot of people were saying this, and I agree. Like,
he can't do his own thing.
It drives me nuts. Like, I mean, even Soldier Boy did more stuff for them, performing on the microphone while he was doing all the dances and whatnot. It felt like Block Boy JB was barely on the microphone. He was too busy dancing. I mean, goodness, like, he was barely on the microphone. Like, perform, man. Goodness. But, and I'll tell you one thing, I would say this about him. Because after he done his performance, then he jumped into, like, a magic, he was when he jumped in the phone booth, because all of a sudden he ended up on the red carpet after that. And he was dressed fly as hell. He had a nice suit on. I was like, damn! Like, and then he was talking. He was just eloquent. Dude was eloquent, and it pissed me off because I'm like, dude, like you really got a nice smooth vibe to yourself when you just like not performing. But tell me when I watched that performance today, I was a little annoyed. I thought he was gonna come with it hard in that. I know he's going to do the dance, of course, but, I mean, perform a little bit more, man. Beyonce be performing and stuff, but she be doing that damn dancing. Why your ass can't do it? So, yeah, it was ridiculous. Like, and I get it. Like, you can have somebody else do the dance out there with you so that you can be able to focus on performing more instead of straight dancing and no performance. It's ridiculous. And Carl, I see you want to speak. First of all, because I want to open your line. If you want me to open your line or whatever, I want the mic. That's what you got today. So, yeah, he would just drive me nuts. Shoot! I love the song. I be getting lit to the song, and I be, oh, I can kill that dance, because I learned how to do that dance all the way at, on my cruise. Oh, I be killing that shit. But he was driving nuts yesterday. I'm like, bro, you got performers. You got to pick up the damn mic and perform. Nothing annoys me more than seeing somebody just sitting there. Damn it. Oh, they definitely want to, ooh, somebody want to be messy. They definitely want to speak. They press one quick. All right, let me open the line. What's up, Carla? Who we got?
Okay.
What's up, Carla? Yeah, they press one, and then I said, you want to get online, press one. Because they didn't have it at first. And they, yeah, I don't know what's going on. They didn't think we were going to actually answer their line. Okay. I said, if you don't want me to open the line, don't press one. I mean, goodness. You got me looking crazy. Got me looking so crazy. So, yeah. Another thing. Okay, so another, some more stuff on the awards. And so this is a crazy thing to me. So Nipsey Hussle, and which now people are kind of finding out more and more about this. So Nipsey Hussle, he got in a kerfuffle outside of the red carpet area. And apparently, yeah, like there was a lot of was going on. And it was really weird. 10 minutes later, he was performing on the stage. Hella confusing, man. Hella confusing. Considering I had inside information that he was out, that he was fighting. And of course, the footage released itself of him fighting outside of the red carpet area. It's ridiculous. All right, and Carl, I see if you want to speak, press one. Then don't press one. Okay, you press one. Don't make me open this line and you ain't trying to talk. All right, what's up?
Hey, is this 916?
What?
Yeah, what's
Hello?
Up?
Hey, my name is Francie. I do a radio show here also on Block Talk Radio called Francie and Friends.
What's up, Francie?
I was thinking, because I've been listening to your show, and I've been doing a couple of shows with a lot of people, and this might be a show that you might be interested in, and I wanted to talk to you off the air, but do you want to hear it? I can get them all on your show.
Oh, Lord. What is going on?
We're talking about Jackie Brown's son. Jackie Wilson's son, Bobby Wilson, Solomon Burke's son, Jebediah Burke, Otis Redding's son, Otis Redding, Joe Tex, T.J. Hooker Taylor, and I was hoping to talk to you off the air with this, because you were on a roll, and that's why I hung up the first time.
Oh, I was like, yeah, we can definitely do that. I gotta get you my stuff.
Yeah,
I
did a show with them Sunday night, and they just discovered Block Talk Radio, you know, because they were on my show. And I told them, I was like, hey, we need to get you on more Block Talk Radio shows, and I think this would be a good format for them. And no money involved.
Yeah, we definitely. Yeah, because we do interviews on here, too. So, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. Oh, man,
Bobby Wilson. Do you have a pen and piece of paper? Because I can give you my Facebook address, and then I can give you all to them, and they will be more than happy to do this. They started a new group. It's called the Sons of Legends.
Okay, hold on. Let me write this. All right, hold on. What I'm gonna do. She got
and
me
they're
in the spot
all
right now. I'm gonna write you. Is it the number you called in? Is that a number that he reached you at?
Yes, 916-348.
Oh, Don't say it all.
I wasn't going to give the last four digits.
I was like, don't say it all the way.
They're really nice guys, and they're really excited, and I think that this would be a really good show for you. And this is a Blog Talk Radio host helping out another Blog Talk Radio host because we are a community.
Definitely, you know what? You started a whole other topic that I love, that bothers me. That a lot of people don't do that, like, because I've done this show now for 9 years, 9+ years.
I've noticed it now, not that long.
So you know exactly what I'm getting ready to say. Remember, like, when early on, everyone used to go to each other's shows and show love. And now
it's
like everybody's like, everybody thinks I'm bigger than everybody else, and I don't have to show love to this show or that. It drives me nuts.
Yeah, and I'm not that way. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, we're a community. We're not getting paid to do this. We might get 60 cents in our checking account once a month, but we're not in this for the money. We're in this because we want to help. I had a friend who told me when I got him on my show, he was a comedian, and his words to me was, "You're doing this for the small people." And that's what makes this show so great. Would you agree?
Right. No, yeah, I agree, because, like, a lot of times, like, and people don't get it, like, if you're smart about it, like, doing these shows help do other things. It helps bring awareness to your other parts of your brand, if you do it right. But people also like authenticity. If they don't see that you're being real, they're gonna smell it right away, and then they're not going to really... They're going to come check out, you know, they might stay for a little bit, but they're not going to continually to come back and be those people that subscribe and listen often.
Exactly.
And that's myself, my co-host T, that does the show with me on Mondays, and my co-host Nate, that does the show on Wednesdays. We give you that real, we're not trying to put, I'm not coming on here all of a sudden, I'm putting on the front for people. And I just put on a mask and magically become somebody else. I'm being myself.
Exactly.
And people respond to that.
And I got to tell you, we screw up all the time on my show. I mean, I had all these guys on my show, and I totally screwed up one of the songs, and I'm like, oh, sorry. You know, and they all laugh, and that's what you got to do. And, yeah, if you can call me when your show is over, we can get you all the information, because these guys really, and I got lucky. I got Solomon Burke on my show, and I'm still tapping my head, and then now I got his son, and I got Bobby, and I got all these people, and they want to do more Blog Talk, and I think you would be excellent to have them on.
Yeah, because it's always interesting, like, you know, and a lot of people, like, listen to the show, like, man, they're, like, taking notes, like, getting some nuggets. But it's interesting because, you know, it's, like, really weird to, like, it was, like, a point to where I didn't really, and that's just me being bad by not reaching out some more. Like, I used to do... to where I'm like a PR person at VH1. If I wanted somebody from a show,
nice.
All I had to do was let him know, and I got them. I didn't have to go through any. I had to go through a bunch of red tape. It was like every like reality show or show that you could think of, I had somebody from that show on here. And
I had Hell's Kitchen. In fact,
my co-host, he saw. She seen my juice live and in person. I was like, I'm going to go get like this one artist model named Juan Kago. I was like, I'm going to go get Juan Kago. And then next thing you know, she's on the show the next week. Like, if you're professional about it and you see yourself, and it's all about is how you approach people. Nobody too big. Like, some people get nervous. They're like, oh, I gotta get this person. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes
what are they
going to
do? Are they
going to
say no? What are they going to do? They're just going to say no. It's like,
exactly.
Okay, actually, I got Gemini Berg messaging me right now on Facebook, and I just told him that I might have another BTR show lined up for them. Is that okay?
We can definitely talk. I'm definitely talking to you after the show. For sure.
Yeah, he's messaging me back. So I think that this would be a great show for them. And they're such nice guys. And that's what makes you want to say, I want to do more.
Right.
He gave me a smiley. He gave me a thumbs up. And he said, get out, win, wow.
So
I didn't mean to interrupt your show
this. No, that's okay. Now, that just goes to show you, like, some people don't realize a blog talk. Sometimes it's just an open, candid conversation. And some of the stuff I do get to go behind the red curtain sometimes on the air. It ain't the first time. It definitely is not. I've been a lot of times where someone's literally on the show and they called it. I literally booked that person on the air, and if you're on the show next week, that's happened. But
maybe I should give him your call-in number. Do you want him to call in? This is Gemini Burke.
Oh, no,
this
see,
is Solomon Burke's son.
Since we only got a few minutes left, I've read do where I got a fresh show. So yeah,
okay.
Information.
Call me after you get done. And I'm sorry I interrupted.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Because we were talking about the
BET
Award. Last night.
Yeah, it was interesting, especially, the whole fact of, only I was having a problem. My main problem was the production because the teleprompters kept screwing up all show long. It was starting to drive me nuts. And I could tell, I can even tell, Jamie Foxx was having a try. Like, people didn't realize, when he's host, a lot of times they had to do the part of their job is, if stuff starts screwing up, they had to do things on the fly and come up with these different things to help the show keep going on. And so you can tell by what some of the business that Jamie Foxx was doing, he was trying to look out for BET, but since it was making him look bad.
So
that was happening a lot yesterday. People were saying it out loud. There was like, presenters, the teleprompters are screwing up. During the red carpet, teleprompters are screwing up.
Yeah,
the
cool thing
that
about
happened.
Jamie Foxx is that he's a performer, and he's able to, say, hey. He's able to make a joke out of it at the same time.
Right. Exactly. Well,
yeah.
Definitely, I'm hitting you up after this.
Yeah, call me, and I will give you my Facebook information, and I will give them. Gemini is already on board. That's Gemini Burke. So, yeah, give me a call.
Will do.
All right. I'm sorry if I interrupted your show.
Oh, no, you okay?
Okay, good. I'll let you wrap it up, and give me a call, and I'll keep listening.
All right.
Okay.
One point about the BET Awards I was going to bring up was the fact that this person, Nipsey Hussle, literally got in a fight.
He ain't getting a fight. He slapped him.
Because a fight means that there were two parties got to go throw them in. He did an old-fashioned slap.
Big slap.
I was like, oh! Like, literally. In an interesting phrase used as it is the BET Awards, he literally slapped the black guy for that dude. Literally.
They never said what it was.
Okay, so, word in the street. So what ended up happening was, and you kind of see it escalate before the slap. So apparently the guy, the one of the BET employees, the one he was dealing with, he was getting a little physical. And apparently he said something inappropriate to him that he did not want to hear. And the dude got physical with him as well. And so, you know, people try to restrain him. And then he ends up slapping the shit out of this damn employee for acting a damn fool. Now, I've heard bits and pieces about what was said. I'm going to wait to see what Nipsey Hussle himself says and see what, and so I can see, cause so that things add up. Because I want to go off of hearsay. I want to go out there. I'm going to go from the horse's mouth of what happened. So, yeah, that was crazy. But, yeah, so, yeah, it was my favorite part of the awards was my favorite performance was Meek Mill. Man, that was dope. Like, it was performance theater going on during this performance. It was just dope. It had all this, so they had all this stuff. See, they had all this stuff going on. Like, basically, the set for Meek Mill's performance was basically to look like Philly. Mm-hmm. So they basically recreated like a street in Philly or whatnot. They had all this stuff going on. They had police harassing people. They had kids jump roping and all that. And then all of a sudden, like, there's, like, cops going back and forth, you know, the cops going back and forth tussling with the black dude that was arrested and whatnot. And all of a sudden, a gunshot happens. His little girl is right there because, you know, she was trying to save her family member, and then she ends up getting killed. And I know people are like, oh, she's exaggerated. But a lot of times that is what happens. Innocent bystanders, bullets don't have names, man. Sometimes innocent bystanders are getting shot from crazy ass shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had like a part of the performance where they had people holding like jail cell doors in front of them, and they had on orange jumpsuits, and it was basically, you know, continuing the conversation about people being, you know, being put in jail at an alarming rate. So, yeah, this is ridiculous, man. But that was a great performance. They recognized Nita Baker for a Lifetime Achievement Award. I mean, which definitely she should. I mean, Anita Baker's music is a litmus test if you can actually sing. If you can't sing, you can't sing an Anita Baker song, your ass can't sing. Everybody's not meant for Anita Baker. You know, stay in your lane. Don't say you can. They're singing and they're singing. If you can't sing an Anita Baker song, sit your ass down somewhere and go get trained and get it together. So, yeah. And then, yeah, I'm excited. Something that's been going, you know, they show clips and whatnot. I'm excited for the Bobby Brown story to get ready to drop on September 4th. That's going to be dope as hell because he's doing the same exact actor. Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They use the same actor that played in the New Edition story.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing Bobby Brown again. And so this will be going. The dope thing about this is it'll be going on surrounding around some of the events from the New Edition one, focusing more on just him, and then also, you know, panning more to, you know, his more when he was in a solo career, more the relationship between him and Whitney, all that. So it's gonna be dope. I'm excited because they did great the new edition story. So I'm definitely looking forward to what's gonna go on with this. So yeah, I'm excited, man. It's gonna be a great two night event because yeah, I'm definitely gonna be glued to the TV for sure. And my birthday is on that Monday, so yeah, what a nice little birthday present. Yeah, so that's pretty much it, man. BET Awards wrap up. Nicki Minaj's performance, drier than Popeye's biscuits. And if y'all know, if you get a Popeye's biscuit, you know what the hell I mean by how dry that performance was. So yeah. There's just a few things. J. Cole performance is dope. J. Rock's performance is dope. A lot of great performances, man. So, yeah. Shout out to that. T, you got as we go to what's going on, you guys ain't coming up. We know for what's going on.
Well, I got a photo shoot and a video shoot. So, yeah, just got to wait till the video drops.
Now I'm still waiting to see when this other concert is gonna happen because you're on talking that ish on Instagram.
I gotta find me a cute girl.
You tell me you can't find no cute. Tell some of these people that's on your supposed team to get together.
No, who? You talking about what?
I said on your team, they need to get together.
I think I found one though.
Yeah, we'll see.
No, you'll see. I know.
Like I said, we'll see. We'll see. Alright, well, y'all know what I got coming up, man. Shoot, this weekend, on this Friday, the first day I'll be touching down in hot Atlanta. I'll be there doing some photo shoots and meet and greets, man. Be getting a chance to meet. Doing meet and greet with my co-host on Wednesdays, which is Nate Seduction. Yeah, I get to see her first. And she just actually dropped some videos. I get to see it. So y'all already know. I see a lot of videos before they drop. And I saw it. And so I've been waiting for, the video she just dropped to come out because I like the song on there in the video. Just so dope. So, yeah, I was lit when I saw that. Yes, it's finally out. I can talk about it some more. So, yeah, we're going to talk about that some more on Wednesday. But, yeah, we'll be doing a meet and greet off this weekend, man. So, we got a party on Friday night, and then we got a day party on Saturday. So, yeah, man, we're putting that work in. Please believe we're putting that work in.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's all I'm gonna give y'all for now, because that's the main focal point y'all need to be focused on is if you're in Atlanta or you can be in Atlanta this weekend, make sure you are because we about to make a movie, man. We about to make a movie, baby. Yeah.
Me too. So when I go to Atlanta, I'm going to see my girlfriend. We're going to make a movie.
I just wish that T could have been there. It'd be extra dope. I'm still hurt behind it. I'm like, I'm closer to you now. You got no excuse.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, so yeah, we'll be in the building, man. Y'all definitely come check us out. But yeah, man, that's it for now. T, let them know how they could follow you, or as we call it, stalk you.
Y'all can follow me on Instagram at imtmelina_3As, or you can follow me on Instagram at tmelina4As_.
All these damn A's. I keep up to the A's. Yes, y'all know me. Y'all can follow me. We got Seti J Dusk page, and then you, of course, you go there. You can follow me my other places. You get the Laser Focus Photos page, Dust Spot page, and Human Chemist Mag page. There you go, all that good stuff. But yeah, that being said, y'all, we're getting ready to roll on now. Remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, when there's a J, or there's a
T. My bad.
Oh my goodness. Oh my, are we looking at teleprompter on BET? Or are you, there is a way. Y'all tuned in to that episode of Life That Does Live, your boy Seti J, and your girl.
T-Molina.
All right, see y'all, y'all. Peace.
Peace.